భద్రం కరిణీభిశృణుయామదేవాః భద్రం పశ్యేమాక్షభిర్యజత్రాః స్థిరైరంగైః సుష్టువాగంసస్తనూభిః వ్యసేమ దేవహితం యదాయుః స్వస్తి న ఇంద్రో వృద్ధశ్రవాః స్వస్తి న పూషా విశ్వవేదాః స్వస్తి న సార్క్ష్యో అరిష్టనీమిః స్వస్తి నో బృహస్పతిర్దధాతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
కైవల్యోపనిషత్, ఎ స్మాల్ ఉపనిషత్ కన్సిస్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ 25 మంత్రాస్. దిస్ కైవల్యోపనిషత్ డజ్ నాట్ కమాండర్ 10 ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఉపనిషత్ ఫర్ హుచ్ శంకరాచార్యాస్ భాష్యం ఇస్ అవైలబుల్. దిస్ ఉపనిషత్ డజ్ నాట్ కమాండర్ దోస్ ఉపనిషత్. ఈశకేన ఘట ప్రశ్న ముండ మాండూక్య తిత్తిరిహి ఐతరేయం చ ఛాందోగ్యం బృహదారణ్యకం తథా. In that, there is no Kaivalyopanishad name. Generally, people call those Upanishads, 10 Upanishads, as major Upanishads, for which Shankaracharya's Bhashyam is available. They consider those Upanishads as major Upanishads. Since this Upanishad is not having Adi Shankaracharya's Bhashyam, this Upanishad is considered as minor Upanishad. But we should not take like that. That is not the right view. Even though this Upanishad is small Upanishad, even though Acharya's Bhashyam is not there, but every Upanishad, as far as the context concerned, no? The context of the Upanishads, all are teaching Brahma Vidya only. Therefore, we should not look from the standpoint of major or minor. Swami Chinmayananda propagated this more, this Upanishad, it seems. Generally, people won't take this Upanishad, but there is a uniqueness to this Upanishad. Propagated in the sense, popularized this Upanishad, this Kaivalya Upanishad. What is the uniqueness of this Upanishad? The dhyanam, nididhyasanam, contemplation is heavily dealt in this Upanishad. How one has to do nididhyasanam? How one has to do nididhyasanam? Or contemplation, or Vedantic meditation, systematically given in this Upanishad. Another important significance also is there. The entire Bhagavad Gita, the first section, the Dhyana Yoga, 6th chapter, is very, very important chapter. In the entire Bhagavad Gita, the Dhyana Yoga part is very important part, which comes under 6th chapter of the Gita, Dhyana Yoga name. It can be called as Atma Samyama Yoga, another name for Dhyana Yoga. Atma Samyama Yoga, the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, another name for Dhyana Yoga. That entire Dhyana Yoga is based on this Kaivalya Upanishad. Lord Krishna borrowed from this chapter, Kaivalya Upanishad only. Therefore, that dhyanam part, nididhyasanam part, it is a sadhana prescribed for the internalization of the Vedantic teaching. To internalize the teaching or to assimilate the teaching, what are the methods clearly given in this Kaivalya Upanishad? That is why it is very, very important Upanishad. Therefore, we are seeing the summary today of this Upanishad. This Upanishad belongs to Atharvana Veda. Atharvana Veda. Some people say this Upanishad belongs to Yajurveda. Some people say it belongs to Yajurveda, but we take it as Atharvana Veda only. This Upanishad belongs to Atharvana Veda. And Kaivalyam means another name for moksha. Kaivalyam is equal to moksha in artham. This Kaivalyam Upanishad, you can call it as Moksha Upanishad. It can be called as Moksha Upanishad. That Upanishad by studying which one can attain moksha. That is called Kaivalyam. The exact derivation we have to see. Kaivalyam means Kevalasya Bhavaha Kaivalyam. Abstract noun of Kevala is Kaivalyam. Kevalasya Bhavaha Kaivalyam. Kaivalyam means that which is secondless. That which is secondless. There is nothing outside than that. There is nothing outside or external than that entity that is called Kaivalyam. That alone is there in that. Only meaning, not in Tamil Kevalam, Sanskrit Kevalam, Kaivalyam. Kevalam means only in artham. Idu mattum da in artham. Only, in the meaning of only. Brahman alone is there, that alone it exists. There is nothing outside Brahman. Brahman alone was there. Brahman alone is there. Brahman ever will be there. Therefore, Advaitam, secondless. Kaivalyam is equal to moksha. Moksha means Advaitam. Secondless. Kaivalyam means secondless. Advaitam means what? Non-dual, secondless. What is non-dual? Brahman. Therefore, Kaivalyam means moksha. Moksha means Advaitam. Advaitam means that which only exists. Nothing exists. That is called Kaivalyam. By knowing this Kaivalyam, that is Brahman, Advaitam Brahma, one can attain moksha, that is called peace in artham. Paramarthananda Swamiji says triple C in Jalva. Triple C means confidence, calmness and cheerfulness. Once you understand that the secondless Brahman, I am, that Brahman, I am consciousness, existence, principle, you get confidence and calmness and cheerfulness. That means you are free from insecurity, you are free from restlessness, you are free from anxiety, nimbadi in artham. That is the phalam. By studying Kaivalya Upanishad, one can attain moksha, that is Advaitam Brahma, who? Ahamasmi. Advaitam Brahma, Ahamasmi. This is possible. Advitiyam. Kaivalyam, moksha, Advitiyam, all are synonyms. These are all synonyms. Now, This Upanishad begins with that Atharvana Veda Prarthana, that is Bhadram Karanebhi. Bhadram Karanebhi, like say Mundaka Upanishad Prarthana Shlokam, Shanti Patha. This Shanti Patha, the purpose is Jnana Yogyata Prapyartham. Why we chant Shanti Patha? Jnana Yogyata Prapyartham. I want to get eligibility to study Shastra. Yogyata means eligibility. Without eligibility or qualification, I cannot assimilate the Shastra. I cannot get the benefit of that Shastra. Triple C Varad. THS Varad. So I have to get eligibility, qualification, yogyata means to study Shastra, to own up my nature, I have to use this body, mind, sense organs, intellect. To say Aham Brahmasmi, I have to use body, mind, complex, sense organs, buddhi. Therefore, I have to get a good physical health, mental health, emotional health, and my sense organs to be patutvam, darjyata, strength is very, very important. We require an agile, alert sense organ, mind, intellect. So we seek the blessings of the Lord. Bhagavan, give me good physical body, healthy body, and healthy sense organ, healthy mind, healthy intellect, by which I can attain Brahma Jnana. This is the first purpose. Second one is, for the second benefit is, through this Shanti Patha, Pratibandha Nivaranartham. Vighna Nivaranartham or Pratibandha Nivaranartham. First one is Jnana Yogyata Prapyartham. I need Dirgha Ayush also, no? Long lifespan. So, Dirgha Ayush also I need. Second benefit for is, I want to get that what you can call Desha Kala should help me cooperate with me. I want to avoid vighnams, obstacles. I want to prevent the obstacles so that I can study. Vighna Nivaranartham. The obstacles in the form of restlessness, mental restlessness, lack and distraction. Obstacles, there are so many obstacles. Adhi daivika tapam, adhi bhautika tapam, adhyatmika tapam, all come under obstacles. Including marriage reception. Suppose exactly at that Kaivalya Upanishad class time it comes, it is punyama papaman. Shastra says, going that wedding card in the form of, it is a papam only because it is not allowing you to study. Shastra. Golden bondage. Somehow or other is distraction, distractions, obligations. I'll miss that. Some obstacles come nice, negative way. Some obstacles come smoothly. Frowning villain, smiling villain. Madri, those obstacles which are coming like a villain, frowning villain, negatively, we don't like those obstacles. But some obstacles are coming, smiling villain madre, they distract us, they take us away from the Shastra. Like that, it happens. Therefore, we seek the blessings of the Lord. Please, that day, especially class day, I have to attend. The madre, you have to special prayers ella venum idukku. We cannot escape otherwise. You require special prayers. Suppose somebody is not healthy at home, somewhere, some relatives, I would go to suddenly there. அது இப்படிதான் வரணுமா? இதெல்லாம் questions வரும். ஏன் வருதுன்னா, எங்கேயோ that பாப பிராரப்தான்னு அர்த்தம். To remove that, to avoid that papa prarabdha, this prayer helps us. Therefore, daily, definitely, we have to chant all these shanti pathas. In the Brahma Sutra, why we are chanting the shanti pathas? For that purpose. Okay. Now, come to the Upanishad. There are four topics. First topic is Upakrama topic. Upakrama means introduction. The teacher and the students both are introduced, and the Vidya Stuti also done here. Brahma Vidya Stuti briefly done in the introduction. Then second topic, from 5th mantra onwards up to 10th mantra, Dhyanam topic comes there. Dhyanam, Dhyana Swarupam, Dhyana Sadhanam, its Swarupam and Phalam, all come under that topic, Dhyanam topic. Dhyanam as Sadhanam, what is exactly, what do you mean by Dhyanam, how to do Dhyana Swarupam and Dhyana Phalam. This is the second topic. Then third topic, from 11th mantra onwards up to 23rd mantra, the central theme comes, Brahma Vichara, inquiry into Brahman. Inquiry into Brahman. Brahma Vichara or Atma Vichara. Then fourth topic is Upasamhara, conclusion. Conclusion, 24th and 25th. Within two mantras, the teacher concludes. Now look at the first topic. We'll see the first topic, Upakrama topic. Upakrama means introduction. Upodghatam. Upanishad introduced the student. Atha Ashvalayanaha Maharshi. Ashvalayana Maharshi approached Brahmaji, Chaturmukha Brahma, the teacher. The teacher happens to be the Chaturmukha Brahma, and the student happens to be the Ashvalayana Rishi, great Rishi, Ashvalayana Rishi. This Ashvalayana Rishi is Uttamadhikari. Uttamadhikari means the best student in artham. How? Ashvalayana has completed Karma Yoga and attained Chitta Shuddhi. And Ashvalayana completed Upasana Yoga and attained Chitta Ekagrata. Because of that, he is qualified to study Brahma Vidya and he is eligible, he is mature, Jnana Yogyata he has got. Therefore, he approached Brahmaji, Hey Bhagavan, Bhagavantam Parameshthinam. Parameshthina Brahmaji in Artham. Four-headed Brahmaji. He approached. How? With humility. Lot of humility. Adhihi Bhagavon. Please teach me Brahma Vidyam Varishtham. Please teach me that Vidya, that give me that knowledge which is the superior most knowledge, Varishtham. That knowledge you have to give me. Dhuchi Vidya Sada Sadvihi, always desired by the noble people. Please give me that knowledge. Dhuchi knowledge is desired by the noble people. Noble people, that is which is very deep and subtle, Nigudham. Please give me that knowledge. See, he knows that. No? Very informed in artham. Namma madri chumma edho shabdam kekkarade, mic la, light illa eriyarade, yaro irukka nu poi ukkaradilla. Not by just casually, some people go on walking, walk pannum bodhu edho nadakkaradu nu solli varuvaan. Sometimes they want to buy ஃப்ரூட்ஸ் ஆர் வெஜிடபிள்ஸ் அங்கே கரெக்டாக பழமுதிரி இருக்கும், அதுக்கு வந்து இங்கே வருவா. அந்த மாதிரி டைப் ஆஃப் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இல்லை ஆஷ்வலாயனர். ஆஷ்வலாயனர் நோஸ் வாட் ஹி வாண்ட்ஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி. தட்ஸ் வை சர்ச்சிங் ஃபார் எ டீச்சர், ஐ வாண்ட் தட். தட் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். ஸோ ஹி கம்ஸ் லைக் தட் அண்ட் ஹி ஆஸ்க் பராத்பரம் புருஷம் யாதி வித்வான். பை நோயிங் ஹுச் பராத்பரம் ஆத்மா சர்வ பாபம் வியபோஹ்யா, ஆல் சின்ஸ் ஆல் பாபம்ஸ் வில் கோ அவே, பிளீஸ் டீச் மீ தட் வித்யா. இட்ஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மந்த்ரா. ஹவு த ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் சோ இன்ஃபார்ம்ட் என்ன, ஐ லவ் திஸ் மந்த்ரா, ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மந்த்ரா. தட் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். ஐ வாண்ட் தட்ஸ் ஆல், ஐ வாண்ட் திஸ் மோக்ஷான. That is called Tivra Mumukshutvam. Suppose it is not there, we have to now make it. No? Now I have to become a Tivra Mumukshu. Suppose I have not come with that intention, I can become. The teacher's job is that only first. For 10 years, suppose a student comes casually, for a teacher, it takes 10 years to make a student Tivra Mumukshu. That is what a teacher's job is. 10 years it will take. To develop reverence towards Shastra, to develop reverence towards Guru, to develop reverence to Brahma Vidya, the teacher has to teach a lot. Not for you, some people. சொல்றேன் கஷ்டம் தான், அது கூட கஷ்டம் தான். ஏன்னா அந்த ரெவரன்ஸ் வராது. இந்த ரெவரன்ஸுக்கு கொண்டு வர வைக்கணும் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்டுக்கு, அதுக்கே டீச்சர் சொல்லிட்டே இருக்கணும் அன்டயரிங்லி. இவன் தீவிர முமுக்ஷுவா இல்லையான்னு பார்க்க கூடாது, அவன் பாட்டு அவன் சொல்லிட்டே போகணும் அவ்வளவுதான். இவன் இருப்பானா இல்லையா கிளாஸ்ல பகவானுக்கு தான் தெரியும் அப்புறம். ஆஷ்வலாயனா இஸ் சச் எ குவாலிஃபைடு எலிஜிபிள் ஸ்டூடெண்ட். வி ஹாவ் டு ஃபீல் லைக் தட், ஐ ஷுட் பி லைக் தட் நச்சிகேதாஸ், ஐ ஷுட் பி லைக் ஆஷ்வலாயனா ஸ்டூடெண்ட், ஐ ஷுட் பி லைக் அந்த ஸ்வேதகேது மாதிரி இருக்கணும், அந்த மாதிரி இருக்கணும். That type of students, no, they just grasp the teaching like a blotting paper, madri, sponge madri. Okay. Now, what Ashwalayana is going to learn? Brahma Vidya. Brahmaji starts his teaching, just briefly gives, Na karmana na prajaya dhane na tyage naike. Third mantra comes. Tyaga is that qualification. Tyaga means renunciation, vairagyam. One must have that tyaga ganam, sacrificing nature of for all materialistic objects. For all materialistic mundane objects, he should not have any craving. One can use them, but one should not have craved them. மணி, வீடு, வாசல், இது பத்தி ரொம்ப திங்க் பண்ணக்கூடாது. டூ மச் வரிங் அபவுட் த வேர்ல்ட்லி ப்ராஸ்பரிட்டி. தியாகஹா ந கர்மணா, பை எனி அமௌண்ட் ஆஃப் கர்மா ஒன் கேனாட் அட்டைன் ஞானம். ஹே ஆஷ்வலாயன, ந பிரஜையா தனேனா, ஈவன் த சில்ட்ரன் கேனாட் கிவ் யூ மோக்ஷா, ஈவன் மணி கேனாட், யுவர் பேங்க் பேலன்ஸ் கேனாட் கிவ் மோக்ஷா. Dhanena, na dhanena. Then how? Chage naike. That only one is chagam. Amurtatva manashu, one can attain immortality. That's why one should not carry away by the wealth, possessions, name, fame. Even you have own house documents are there, and the lawyer also knows that you have documents in that. Really speaking, that house is not belong to you. It belongs to God. The land, gold, possessions, all belongs to the Lord. I am a trustee, I am using. Nothing belongs to me. In fact, I have to give a letter to Bhagavan. No? Thanksgiving letter. Oh Bhagavan, I am very grateful to you. You have given me all these things I am using. Ownership you have to transfer to Bhagavan. The ownership you have to transfer to Bhagavan. That ownership is the main problem. I am the owner of this house, I am the owner of this car, I am owner of this land, pochi enna. And the possessions, the ownership irukka kudad. Adhina chage neki amrutvamanasu. Those people who are all having this vairagyam, what they do? Vedanta vijnana sunishchitarthaha. They come to Kesari High School. They love to study Vedanta, they like to attend Vedanta scriptural classes and become what? Sincere students. Not casual students, they become sincere students and they study. Sanyasa yoga, mentally they are sannyasi. Sanyasa yoga, when sannyasi is coming, generally they take the Purna Kumbha. When sannyasi or sannyasini, when we invite to our house, we have to take Purna Kumbha and we have to take a chambu and mele oda tenga adukulla thanni illa vechittu we have to invite the sannyasi to our house while chanting these two mantras, nakarmana vanna and Vedanta Vijnana. One more is there, you have to chant. Why enna? Swamiji, Paramardhana Swamiji puts a joke here. இந்த கிரகஸ்தன் சொல்றா இந்த சன்னியாசிக்கு, ஓ சன்னியாசி, ஓ என்ன மாதிரி நீங்க கிரகஸ்தாசிரமல மாட்டிக்காதே, கண்டினியூ திஸ் சன்னியாசாசிரமா, யூ கண்டினியூ திஸ் வேதாந்த விஜயான சுனிஷ்டிதார்த்தாக சன்னியாச யோகா யதய சுத்த சத்வாக த்ரே பிரம்மலோகேஷு பராந்தகாலே பராமிருதா பரிமுச்சந்தி சர்வே என்றார். தக்ஷரம் விபாபம் பரவேஷ்ம பூதம் இப்படி வந்துட்டே இருக்கும் இந்த மந்திரம். இந்த ஃபுல் வேதாந்த அப்படி அட்லீஸ்ட் மினிமம் என்ன சொல்லுங்க, காலிங் சன்னியாசி இந்த மூணு மந்திரம் ரெண்டு மந்திரம் புரிஞ்சு தெரிஞ்சுக்கணும், தெரிஞ்சு வச்சுக்கணும். அப்பப்ப நானே சாண்ட் பண்ணுவேன், என்ன பண்றது? ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் டூ நாட் நோ மந்திர, இதே அரைக்குறைய கத்துன்னு இருப்பான், தே ஃபீல் பில்டி, தேர்ஃபார் ஐ சாண்ட் அலாங் வித் தம். ஓகே, சோ Brahmaji says, this is Brahma Vidya, you have to learn. How to learn? Come on, I will tell you. What is that Brahma Vidya? By knowing which people attain moksha. What is this second topic comes from? The 11th, sorry, 7th, 5th mantra onwards. 5th mantra onwards, the 7th topic, second topic comes. Exact teaching comes there from 5th mantra. First one important point we have to note in this mantra, 5th, 6th and 7th, he is going to talk about the sadhanas. What is that sadhana he gave? Dhyanam. So Vedanta teaching over actually. Within 2 mantras, Vedantic teaching is over. And how to assimilate that now? Third mantra, fourth mantra, teaching in brief. Brahma Vidya briefly has given. How to assimilate that now? He gives sadhana. From fifth mantra onwards up to tenth mantra. Dhyana sadhanam. Now dhyana sadhanam, one has to assimilate that. Then he goes further again, Brahma Vichara elaborately. From 11th mantra onwards up to 22nd mantra it goes. So now we have to see the dhyanam, dhyana swarupam. What Brahmaji says, what do you mean by dhyanam here now? In 6th mantra he says, shraddha bhaktim dhyana yogad avehina. Shraddha bhaktim dhyana yogad avehina. Shraddha means shravanam. The 6th mantra, okay, 2nd mantra he says, Shraddha Bhaktim Dhyana Yoga Davehi. In the Nakarmana Prajak Munnadi Varad, one has to listen. Shraddha means Shravanam. Shravanam, Shravana Yoga Anardham. Yoga means Sadhanam. Shravana Yoga Sadhanam. 2nd mantra, 2nd line, Shraddha Bhaktim Dhyana Yoga Davehi. May you know this Brahman through Shravanam. Shraddha means Shravanam. Bhakti means Mananam. Dhyanam means Nididhyasanam. సో శ్రవణ మనన నిధిధ్యాసన ద్వారా. Of this first one is శ్రవణ సాధనం. What for? అజ్ఞాన నివృత్యర్థం. To remove self-ignorance, one has to do శ్రవణం. అజ్ఞానం is the first obstacle, no? సంసార కారణం. Then second one is మననం. To remove doubts. సంశయ నివృత్యర్థం మననం, that is known as భక్తి యోగ. భక్తి యోగ హి సెడ్, శ్రద్ధా భక్తి. దెన్ కమ్స్ నిధిధ్యాసనం విపర్యయ నివృత్యర్థం. విపర్యయ నివృత్యర్థం నిధిధ్యాసనం. ఇన్స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ లిజనింగ్, ఇన్స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ రైటింగ్ నోట్స్, ఇన్స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ లిజనింగ్ క్యాసెట్స్ అండ్ సిడీస్, మై ఇన్సెక్యూరిటీ ఇస్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్. దట్ ఈస్ వై ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు గివ్ సాధన కమాండ్ నిధిధ్యాసనం. యూ కెన్ ఎస్టిమ్యులేట్ ఈస్ టెలింగ్. సో ఆత్మజ్ఞాన ప్రాప్త్యర్థం శ్రవణం, సంశయ నివృత్త్యర్థం మననం, విపర్యయ నివృత్త్యర్థం నిధిధ్యాసనం. Along with all this శ్రవణ మనన నిధిధ్యాసనం, he gives supportive sadhanas. These are all supportive sadhanas from 5th to 11th, 10th shloka, mantras. What are the supportive sadhanas? They are like main medicine, aushadham and pachyamad. Aushadham is what na, main శ్రవణ మనన నిధ్యాసనం. Just like when the doctor want to do surgery, doctor ask the patient to come every day, I have to check up your BP, pulse, heart rate, na, ECG, ella check pannadhukku apparam da main hysterectomy or any tonsillectomy or any dectomy, no? So they, the surgeon, no, can do surgery after preparing the patient. అది మాదిరి ఔషధం పథ్యం అన్నా. సో ఔషధం ఆల్సో ఇంపార్టెంట్, పథ్యం ఆల్సో ఇంపార్టెంట్. జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ ద ఔషధం, వైరాగ్యం ఈజ్ ద పథ్యం. ఓకే, వితౌట్ పథ్యం, పథ్యం ఈజ్ వాట్ ఇది సాపడ డూస్ అండ్ డోంట్స్ అని అర్థం. ఇది సాపడలాం, ఇది సాపడకూడదని చూడారు డాక్టర్. అది ఫాలో పడినా మెడిసిన్ వోంట్ వర్క్. అది మాదిరి ఇప్పుడు ఎదుగు డాక్టర్ ఔషధం పథ్యం అన్న సేమ్ కేసు నమ్మ కూడా. సంసార భవరోగ, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఏ టైప్ ఆఫ్ డిసీజ్, నో? సంసార భవరోగ అంటారు. పర్సన్ ఆల్సో విత్ ఇన్ సంసార భవరోగం. భవ అన్న సంసారం అని అర్థం. భవరోగం అన్న సంసార రోగం అన్న ఉన్న జర మరణ వ్యాధి. ఇన్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ఈస్ హ్యావింగ్ ద సంసార భారం అన్న. భారమా ఇక లైఫ్ అన్న, అన్న భారం అన్న. So from that one has to come, the pachyam is what? Vairagyam manchanam. Vairagyam and other sadhanas, what? Shraddha, bhakti, all those are very important sadhanas. Now, even chaga is also a type of pachyam. Vairagyam or chagam is also a type of pachyam. Now what he says, dhyanam naram. ఫస్ట్ ఏకరూప ధ్యానం హీ గివ్స్. దెన్ కమ్స్ విశ్వరూప ధ్యానం అండ్ అరూప జ్ఞానం. ఫుల్ వేదాంతిక మెడిటేషన్. వేర్ ఫ్రమ్ ఐఎమ్ టెల్లింగ్ అన్న, స్వామీజీ టుక్ అన్న ఫ్రమ్ హియర్ ఓన్లీ. అదికదా నా చిన్న వేదిక్ మెడిటేషన్ అని నమ్మ పండ్రది. వేదిక్ మెడిటేషన్ ధ్యానం టాపిక్ ఫ్రమ్ 5th మంత్ర. ధ్యానం సాధనాని. What are the sadhanas? Asana sthiti first. Asanam. Krishna borrowed. Natchuchitam natinicham. Shailajina kushottaram. So you have to sit there soft. Sitting nididhyasanam. Samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam. Brahma abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam. Rund varit. This is called samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam. One has to sit and do meditation every day. Every Vedantic student, I don't know how many of you are doing meditation. Nangalella advanced students kuvaavini enga meditation e thevilla avadella nilakka koodadhu. Actually how to do meditation very important. Satke asana sthiti ina one has to see that is given in the 5th mantra. Vivikta deshesha sukhasanastha. the whole fifth mantra is about the preparation. Eight steps I used to give, no? Those preparations are here. Desha, a spiritual inspiring atmosphere, place I have to sit. Desha sthiti, kala sthiti, when your mind is qualitatively available without any restlessness. சுவாமி, ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ்னஸ் போகிறதுக்கு தானே மெடிடேஷன் பண்றேன். ஆஃப்டர் ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ்னஸ் வென் இட் கோஸ் ஓன்லி ஐ ஹேவ் டு சிட் இன் மெடிடேஷன், அது முடியவே முடியாத காரியம். வந்து ஜஸ்ட் எர்லி மார்னிங் இஸ் த பெஸ்ட் டைம் டு சிட் ஃபார் மெடிடேஷன். காலா இஸ் எர்லி மார்னிங் வென் யூ ஆர் நாட் ஸ்லீப்பி. ஸோ எர்லி மார்னிங் யூ வோன்ட் ஃபீல் ஸ்லீப்பி, தட்ஸ் வை எர்லி மார்னிங் இஸ் த ஐடியல் டைம். When mind is not restless, early morning is supposed to be, mind is calm. That's what the kala sthiti. Then sarira sthiti, samagrivam nar. Second line, samagrivam, fifth mantra. Samagrivam nar. Samankaya shirogrivam dharayanna chalam shiraha. Now Krishna borrowed from Kaivalya Upanishad. எல்லாம் பாரோ இந்த கிருஷ்ணரே பாரோ பண்ணாரு, நான் எப்படி என்ன பாருங்க. எல்லாம் என்னோட குரு சொன்னதுதான் சொல்லுவேன். கிருஷ்ண ஹிம்செல் சேஸ் ஐ ஆம் டீச்சிங் வாட் ஆல் தட் ரிஷி டாட் சொல்லுவார் இல்லையா. சரீர ஸ்திதி, தட் இஸ் தட் மீன்ஸ் யுவர் பாடி, பிரத், சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் அண்ட் மைண்ட், புத்தி, ஆல் ஹாஸ் டு பி அலைன்ட். சகல இந்திரியாணி நிருத்ய பக்தியா. அதுக்கப்புறம் என்ன, ஸ்வகுரும் பிரணம்ய. யூ ஹாவ் டு பௌ இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் யுவர் குரு போட்டோ, ஆர் மென்டலி யூ பௌ, மென்டலி சல்யூட், டு நமஸ்காரா டு யுவர் குரு. பக்தியா ஸ்வகுரும், யுவர் ஓன் குரு. ஸ்வகுரும் பிரணம்ய, ஹூஸ் இஸ் பிரம்மாஜி. நான் சொன்ன நீங்க கேட்க மாட்டேன். பிரம்மாஜி இஸ் ஸ்வகுரும் பிரணம்யான். இல்ல, குருவே நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணிதான் தியானம் பண்ணணும், எது பண்ணினாலும் கூட ஸ்டார்டிங். தட் இஸ் வாட் ஐ ஹாவ் டு ரிமெம்பர். த மோர் ஐ ரிமெம்பர் மை குரு, ஐ எம் ரிமெம்பரிங் த சாஸ்திரம் அன் அர்த்தம். ஐ எம் இன்வோக்கிங் மை குரு பிஃபோர் மெடிடேஷன். ஐ எம் இன்வோக்கிங் வாட், சாஸ்திரம். சாஸ்திரம் இஸ் அலைவ் இன் மை மைண்ட். That is why Guru only should come all the time. What is the relation between my Guru and me? Inna? Only Shastra. So Gurum Pranamya. This is Sharira Sthiti. Then Dhyanam part exactly he talks. So Gurum Pranamya. Uma Sahayam Manar. Uma means Eka Rupa. தியானம். ஹியர் வி கேன் டேக் த்ரிலோச்சனம், நீலகண்டம் அனிவர் தட் கம்ஸ் இன் த சிக்ஸ்த் மந்த்ரா அண்ட் செவன்த் மந்த்ரா ஆல்சோ இட் கம்ஸ். த மோஸ்ட் சிக்ஸ்த் மந்த்ரா கம்ஸ் ஓன்லி அரூப தியானம். இந்த செவன்த் மந்த்ரா ஓன்லி ஏகரூப தியானம். அண்ட் சிக்ஸ்த் மந்த்ரா விபும் கனெக்ட் டு விராட் விஸ்வரூப தியானம். ஹவு டிஃபிகல்ட் யூ ஃபைண்ட் அவுட் ஆல் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் யூ சி. Seventh mantra talks about Trilochanam Umasahayam Lord Shiva, your Ishta Devata. Otherwise, you can take Ekarupa Bhakti, Ekarupa Dhyanam first. Then you go to Vibhumna, that name Lord is all-pervading. The sixth mantra last word comes. And the sixth mantra, rest of the mantra fully Arupa Dhyanam, 18 features of Nirgunam Brahma given in the sixth mantra. One has to meditate upon what? Aham Brahma Asmi, Nityaha, Buddhaha, Shuddhaha, Ekaha, Ajaha, Avyayaha, Aprameyaha. இப்படி சொல்லிக்கணும். அதெல்லாம் இருக்கு அதுவும் அந்த மந்திரத்துக்குள்ள. அப்படி சொல்லி மனசுல நிதித்தியாசனம் பண்ணணும். தட் அரூப தியானம் யூ கேனாட் டூ வித்தவுட் ஏகரூப அண்ட் விஸ்வரூப தியானம். யூ ஹாவ் டு கம்ப்ளீட் ஆல்ரெடி. ஆஃப்டர் கம்ப்ளீட்டிங் தட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ திஸ். தட் இஸ் ஏகரூப தியானம், அரூப தியானம். These are the three steps given in the Dhyanam. Ekarupa means one Lord, your Ishta Devata. Then the same Lord pervading in every object, Vishwarupa, Vibhum. Then comes Arupam Atma Swarupa Dhyanam. How can you do Atma Dhyanam, Vedantic meditation without studying Shastra? Therefore, first study thoroughly, systematically Vedanta. The phalam also is given in the 9th mantra. Sayeva sarvam yat bhutam yatcha bhavyam sanatanam jnatvatam mrityumatyeti nanyaspantha vimuktaye. Without assimilating that Brahman I am, there is no other way, there is no other route. Na anyaspantha vidyate ayanaya. It's a very very important mantra. Tam jnatva mrityumatyeti. So then 10th mantra is given as saguna jnanam to arupa jnanam. Sarva bhutasthamatmanam sarva bhutani chatmani. You see that Vishwarupam. The Lord, the Atma is, Paramatma is in every being, everywhere. And Atma is you yourself. Arupa jnanam. Sampashyan brahma paramam. Knowing that Brahman I am. 10th shloka mantra, 2nd line. No? Yati nanyena hetunana. He attains only by this means. Aham brahmasmi alone is the solution. There is no way in Chalita. So with this, second topic is over. Dhyanam topic is over. Eppadi pannanum. Now you know where from we are getting all clues. No santosahityam. Okay. இருக்கிறது சரியா சொன்னா போதும், அதுதான் பெரிய விஷயம். தேர்ட் டாபிக் இஸ் 11th to 23, வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் பிரம்ம விசார. அகெயின் இன் திஸ் நவ் ஜஸ்ட் லிசன். ஓகே, வாட் இஸ் த எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஃப்ரம் 11th to 22? த கான்சியஸ்னஸ், த ஆத்மா ஆர் பிரம்மன், மாயா பரிமோஹித் ஆத்மான, டேக்ஸ் த மாயா and enters in the body. Jagrata Swapna Sushupti. Atma enters the body and experiences all waking objects. Same Atma in Swapna Sharira experiences all Swapna Padarthas. Same Atma as sleeper experiences what? Remain as Sakshi without experiencing any external objects. Those beautiful mantras comes here. Jagarita avastha, sapna avastha. The same Atma is going under 3 avasthas. Jagrata avastha, sapna avastha, sushupti avastha. 3 avasthas also, I the sakshi chaitanyam am continuous, non-variable. Waker, dreamer, sleeper are changing, avasthas are changing, but I the conscious am not changing. Non-variable I am. Variable is what? Jagrat sariram is not there in dream sariram. Dream body is not there here now. Now your dream body is there? No. Where is sleeper? I hope it is not here. Sleeper is not here. So sleeper is different, waker is different, dreamer is different. Where is waker? There is no dreamer. Where is a dreamer? There is no waker. Where is sleeper? There is no dreamer, waker. Then who is there? I the consciousness am jagrat svapna sushupti sputatara ya samvit vijrumbhate. I am there. I am the knower of waking state. I am the knower of dream state. And the knower of sleep state also. So therefore, then this waker, body, husband, children, son, daughter, nama, rupa, all are variables. Nama, rupa. They are all nama, rupa. Brahman alone is satyam. I the consciousness. Sayeva Brahma, Sayeva Vishnu, Sayeva Indraha. Sokshar Paramaswaratanar. Aham Brahma Asmi in everybody and in every body. Nama Rupas are changing. The substance is not changing. Gold is not changing. Nama, ring becoming chain, chain becoming bangle, bangle can become ring again. But what is there in here? Substance is what? Only one gold substance. Nama rupas are changing, they are called variable. They are all called variable. What about non-variable? Substance is one. Therefore, whoever says, similarly, world is nama rupa. Prapancha is nama rupa. Brahman is satyam, the substance. Gold is one, nama rupas are different. Adhe madri, Brahman is one, nama rupas are many. How many? So many. How many mediums are there? So many are there. So, when that Atma available in individual body, it is called Jiva Atma. Jiva Atma, the same Atma when it is behind the Maya, that is Chidabhasa, is called Paramatma. When the Atma available in this body, behind this mind, the Chidabhasa available behind this mind, this Atma gets the name Jivatma. And the Jiva is an adjective, a property given to Atma, the substance. The Jivatvam is given that adjective to Atma, the substance. Who is that Atma? I am. I, the Atma, have a temporary adjective. What? Jivatma. When I am becoming Jivatma, I am a housewife, I am a man, I am a woman, I am a daughter. Same Atma, when it is available at a macro level behind Maya, ange pinnadi mind pinnadi Chidabhasa. Inga Maya pinnadi Chidabhasa manna Ishwaran. Parama Atma. Parama is the adjective. So difference is what? Jiva Atma ke Paramatma ke? Ivar Alpajnaha. Ivar Nanu. Jivana irunna Alpajnaha. Alpishyant. Paramatma is Sarvajnaha, Sarvashaktiman, Sarvagataha. I am Alpagataha. All pervading, only all pervading I am. As body mind complex, reflected consciousness available in the mind, I am Jivatma. Jiva is an attribute, Parama is an attribute, minus Jiva, Jiva minus Atma, what? Atma remains. You remove the minus Jiva from Jivatma. Jivatma minus Jiva, what? Atma. Paramatma minus Parama, Atma. So Atma remains. This is called Bhagatyaga Lakshana. So how to do? One has to understand like this. Atma alone, experiencing as waker, all objects in all bodies. I, the Atma alone, experiencing as the dreamer and the sleeper. Then I will enter into another body, another body, another body in experience. So what? So what? If you understand that Atma you are Muktaha. Brahma Eka Ekam Advaitam Brahma Ahamasmi. I am free from fear, because I am only there everywhere. There is nothing second thing to cause fear in me. Since I am taking as myself as body, I am afraid of something else. Since there is no second thing really, there is no need of fear. This is the teaching given from 11th shloka to 22nd shloka mantra. Here, the technique is used in the 12th mantra, 14th mantra. The technique is Anmaya Adhyaropa Apavada. Adhyaropa Apavada. Adhyaropa Apavada means, Adhyaropa means superimposition. 22nd mantra. From 12, 14, 13, all these mantras talks about Swapna, Jagrat, Sushupti. I, the Atma, only am there in three avasthas. Then this அத்யாரோப அபவாதம் மீன்ஸ் சூப்பர் இம்போசிஷன். உபனிஷத் டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் தி சேம் ஆத்மா, சம் ஆத்மா பார்ன் ஆஸ் ஃபைவ் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் சேம் ஆத்மா பார்ன் ஆஸ் மெனி ஜீவாஸ். ஆஃப்டர் சேயிங் ஆல் திஸ் அத்யாரோப சூப்பர் இம்போசிஷன் ஆத்மா, எகெய்ன் உபனிஷத் ஸ்பேஸ் ந பூமிராபோ நச்சவன்ஹிரஸ்தி, தெர் இஸ் நோ ஸ்பேஸ், தெர் இஸ் நோ ஏர், தெர் இஸ் நோ வாட்டர், ஆல் ஆர் ஓன்லி நேம்ஸ் கிவன் டு ஆத்மா. தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ கிவன் ஆஸ் அபவாத, தட் இஸ் கால்ட் அபவாத. ந புண்ணிய பாபி பவநாஸ்தி நாசஹ, தெர் இஸ் நோ புண்ணிய பாப பாடி நாச, இஸ் மை நாட் மை நாசன், பாடி டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் இஸ் நாட் மை டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன். That is also given in the up to 22nd mantra. Na punya paape mama nasti nashaha, 22nd mantra la varum. First, third, fourth, fifth line. The world is as good as not there. They are all unreal. Chain is there really? Bangle is there really? No, it's not there. What is there really? Abba, what? இவ்வளவு நாய்ஸ் பெருத்த சொல்றேன் பாருங்க. கோல்ட் அலோன் இஸ் தேர், அது மாதிரி ட்ரீ இஸ் தேர், மூன் இஸ் தேர், ஸ்டார்ஸ் ஆர் தேர், சன் இஸ் தேர், மவுண்டன் இஸ் தேர், ஹியூமன் பீயிங் இஸ் தேர், வைஃப் இஸ் தேர், ஹஸ்பண்ட் இஸ் தேர், ஆர் தேர் ரியல்லி அண்ணா? வாட் இஸ் தேர்? ஆத்மா அலோன் இஸ் தேர். ஹூ இஸ் தட் ஆத்மா? ஐயா. தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ ஆம் ஓன்லி அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் வைஃப், ஐ ஆம் ஓன்லி அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் ஹஸ்பண்ட், ஐ ஆம் ஓன்லி அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் சன். I mean, Atma am appearing as a mountain, Atma appearing as the tree, birds, everything. This is called Sarva Atma Bhava. Who can threaten me now? That's why mantra says, Mayeva Sakalam Jatam. Everything is born out of me only. Mayeva Sakalam Jatam, Mayi Sarvam Pratishthitam. 19th shloka says, very important mantra, mayeva sakalam jatam, everything is born out of me, mayi sarvam pratishthitam, everything is sustaining because of me, mayi sarvam layam yati, everything merges into me only, I am only lending existence to the entire world, nama rupa, in the form of consciousness. I am the Atma. I am neither Jiva nor Parama. I am Atma. This is called Apavada. I negate. First Shastra introduced this creation. He is born, she is born, it is born, that is born. Are not really born. Chain is born. Bangle is born. Ring is born. Are they really born? As though born, seemingly born, appearance only, they are not really born. But what we are taking, they are real. This is the samsara karanam. Once I give reality to this body, mind, nama, rupa, and we forget the Haidi Sakshi Chaitanyam, who is the lender of sentience, adi marandittu என்ன ஹிமாலயன் பிளண்டர் பண்றோம் தெரியுமா நம்ம? வருஷ கணக்குல சொன்னாலும் கூட மண்ணில் ஏற மாட்டேங்கிறது. ட்ரில்லிங் பண்ணணும், இன்னும் அந்த பம்பர் வச்சு ட்ரில்லிங் பண்ண மாதிரி பண்ணணும். யூ ஆர் த ஆத்மா, யூ ஆர் த ஆத்மா. என்னமோ பாப சுவாமினி சொல்லிட்டு இருக்காரு, சுவாமினி எனக்கு மோட்சம் வருமா இந்த ஜென்மாக்கனு கேட்கிறாரு. யூ ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி முக்தஹா, மோக்ஷம் வர வேண்டிய அவசியமே கிடையாது. யூ ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி முக்தஹா, யூ ஆர் த ஆத்மா. யூ கெனாட் பி அதர் தேன் ஆத்மா, யூ கெனாட் பி அதர் தேன் ஆத்மா. வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு பிகம் அதர் தேன் ஆத்மா. வை யூ நோ? பிகாஸ் see, people who see the world is different, God is different, they are called dvaitins, dvaitam. என்ன? God, நான் வேறு, அவர் வேறு. இதெல்லாம் துவைத்தம். இஃப் யூ சே வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட், காட் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட், வி ஆர் இன் த வேர்ல்ட், வி ஆர் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் காட் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் சொன்ன, வி ஆர் துவைத்தின்ஸ். சப்போஸ் இஃப் யூ சே வி ஆர் த பார்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தட் பகவான், வி ஆர் ஆல் த ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் பார்ட் ஆஃப் தட் பகவான், ப்ராப்பர்ட்டி ஆஃப் தட் பகவான். இஃப் யூ சே யூ ஆர் விசிஷ்டாத்வைத்தின், விசிஷ்டாத்வைத் ఈజ్ ఎ ప్రాపర్టీ, హోల్ వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ ఎ ప్రాపర్టీ. ఈ విశేషణం విశిష్టమైన గుణం ఇది భగవానికి, అవరుడికి ఇదిదా అంటున్న అరే విశిష్టాద్వై. నౌ ది ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఈజ్ ది, అదిలోనే యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఫైండ్ అవుట్ ద ఆన్సర్. ప్రాపర్టీ కెన్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ సపరేట్లీ ఫ్రమ్ ద సబ్స్టెన్స్? నో, ద ప్రాపర్టీ ఇట్ చేంజెస్, ఇట్ విల్ ఎఫెక్ట్ ద సబ్స్టెన్స్ ఆల్సో. ద కలర్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్, వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు ద క్లాత్? ఇట్ విల్ ఆల్సో ఫేడ్ అవుట్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఆల్సో గెట్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్. ఇట్ విల్ ఆల్సో చేంజ్ బికాస్ ప్రాపర్టీ అండ్ సబ్స్టెన్స్ కెన్ స్టే టుగెదర్ ఆర్ సపరేట్లీ దే కెన్ స్టే? నెవర్. సో ప్రాపర్టీ విశేషణం, ది హోల్ వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ విశేషణం వీఆర్ టెల్లింగ్, అండ్ భగవాన్ ఈజ్ దేర్ సపరేట్లీ. వీ షుడ్ నాట్ సే, రియల్లీ స్పీకింగ్, భగవాన్ ఈజ్ దట్ ఆత్మ హూమ్ యు ఆర్ కాలింగ్ భగవాన్ ఈజ్ నిరవయవ, పార్ట్లెస్, నిర్వికార. దిస్ వరల్డ్ కెనాట్ ఎఫెక్ట్ ద భగవాన్. పార్ట్ ఇరుందాదని, అవయవం ఇరుందాదని ఎఫెక్ట్ ఆహు. నిరవయవ, నిర్వికార, చేంజ్లెస్, ఎఫెక్ట్లెస్. దిస్ బాడీ కెనాట్ టచ్ ది ఆత్మ, ది వరల్డ్ కెనాట్ టచ్ ది ఆత్మ, ది వరల్డ్ కెనాట్ ఎఫ్లిక్ట్ ది ఆత్మ. ఇట్ కెనాట్ టచ్ ది ఆత్మ బికాస్ ఐ ఆమ్ నిర్వికార, చేంజ్లెస్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో ప్రాపర్టీ ఎట్ ఆల్. ద సబ్స్టెన్స్ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మన్, ద వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మన్. బ్రహ్మయేవ అస్తి అని చెప్పడం ఎప్పుడే స్వామి ఒడియ మాటింగ్రదే. యు ఆర్ సీయింగ్ ద గోల్డ్ ఆర్ చైన్? చూడు, వెన్ యు ఆర్ సీయింగ్ ద చైన్ వాట్ యు ఆర్ సీయింగ్? వెన్ యు ఆర్ సీయింగ్ ద బ్యాంగిల్ వాట్ యు ఆర్ సీయింగ్? గోల్డ్. వెన్ యు ఆర్ సీయింగ్ ద రింగ్? గోల్డ్. యు కెనాట్ సీ ఎనీథింగ్ లీవింగ్ ద సబ్స్టెన్స్ అసైడ్. యు కెనాట్ లీవ్ ద ప్రోడక్ట్ లీవింగ్ ద సబ్స్టెన్స్ అసైడ్. సిన్స్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ ద కారణం ఆఫ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్, ద హోల్ యూనివర్స్ ఈజ్ కార్యం. ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ ద ప్రోడక్ట్, ఎ ప్రోడక్ట్ కెన్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ సపరేట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద కాజ్? సో దేర్ ఫోర్ వెన్ యూఆర్ సీయింగ్ ద వరల్డ్ వాట్ యూఆర్ సీయింగ్? గోల్డ్ అని చెల్లారు బ్రహ్మన్. వెన్ యూఆర్ సీయింగ్ ద మూన్ వాట్ యూఆర్ సీయింగ్? ఆత్మ, బ్రహ్మన్. వెన్ యూఆర్ సీయింగ్ దిస్ బాడీ వాట్ యూఆర్ సీయింగ్? ఆత్మ, బాడీ. బాడీ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ బట్ ఆత్మకు అనదర్ నేమ్. ఇంద రూపత్తులో ఇరుకు, ఎలిఫెంట్ రూపంలో ఆత్మ ఇరుకు, చంద్రన్ రూపంలో ఆత్మ ఇరుకు, ఎల్లా రూపంలో ఆత్మ ఇరుకు. అప్పుడు డాటర్ రూపంలో ఆత్మ, సన్ ఆత్మ, వైఫ్ ఆత్మ, హస్బెండ్ ఆత్మ, ఎల్లారుమే ఆత్మ. అప్పుడు ఎన్నదా ఇరుకన్నా? ఆత్మదా ఇరుకు. ఎంత ఆత్మ? నాను. అప్పుడు నాన్ దా ఇరుకు. నాన్ అన్న ఎంత నాన్? సూక్ష్మ శరీరం, స్థూల శరీరం, కారణ శరీరం, చిదాభాస, అహంకార, ఆల్హు ఎల్లామే డస్ట్ బిన్ లో పోడను. దర్ ఓన్లీ నేమ్స్ గివెన్ టు మీ ది ఆత్మ. మయ్యేవ సకలం జాతం. నాన్ ఇరుందాదా ఇది ఇరుక్కుం உடம்பு. నాన్ ఇరుందాదా இந்த உலகமே இருக்கும். நான் இல்லன்னா இருக்கவே முடியாது. சோ வாட் இஸ్ தேர் இன் நான்? Atma alone is there. I am that Atma. I am Naan da irukkenna. That's why everything is in me. All the Nama Rupas are all in me. Masthani Sarva Bhutani. All beings are in me. They are floating in me, the Atma. Ippadi solla vendiya naan eppadi ahamannam 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 naan da ellame en solla vendiyadalla. I am an ordinary human being. Any, we are crying. Eh? Crying. How long? Crying. Until you understand, we cry. Until you get this nishtha jnanam, there is a sorrow. Therefore, what? Understand. Kaivalyam ashnute. This is the content from 11th shloka mantra to 22nd mantra. Then, I am the samastha sakshi. I am the witnesser of everything. Evam viditva paramatmanam. 23rd mantra he completes. By knowing this way he attains kaivalyam ashnute. But then how to 24 and 25, the conclusion. What is the conclusion? One has to do this Kaivalyopanishad Parayanam or Shatarudriya Parayanam. They consider this Kaivalyopanishad as Rudram, Shatarudriyam. So that is said here, one can do this Kaivalyopanishad or Shatarudriya Parayanam daily. Shatarudriya and Rudra Parayanam. So that any obstacles are there which are obstructing not to claim I am Brahman, they will all go away. Any obstacle is there which is obstructing not to claim that I am Brahman, the obstacles will go away. That person is free from papa, which is because of taking liquor or by killing Brahmana or any papam is there, that will go away. The just Upanishad Parayanam itself remove all obstacles. That is the crux of this Kaivalyopanishad Brahmavidya. Kaivalyam ashnute. Rundu vaadi chunnanne over Upanishad anartha. So this is the most important Upanishad, important mantras 3, 4, 9, 10, 11 to 20. 11 to 22. 3, 4, 9, 10 and from 11 to 22, all are important. Mahavakya mantras, many Mahavakyas comes here. Jivatma Paramatma Aikya mantras comes daily. Parayanam panna romba nannad. So Shankaracharya often use these mantras. Very important mantras are there. With this I conclude the summary of Kaivalyopanishad. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.